Deuteronomy chapter 17. You shall not sacrifice to the Lord Jehovah your God any bull or sheep in which there is a blemish or any defect, because that is an abomination to the Lord Jehovah your God. If there is found among you, within any of your gates which the Lord Jehovah your God gives you, man or woman, who has done wickedness in the sight of the Lord Jehovah your God, in sinning against his covenant, and has gone and served other gods, and worshipped them, either the sun or moon, or any of the host of heaven multitude, which I have not commanded, and it is told to you, and you have heard of it, and inquired diligently, and indeed it is true, and the thing certain, that such abomination has been done in Israel, then you shall bring forth that man or that woman, who has committed that wicked thing, to your gates, even that man or that woman, and shall stone them with stones until they die. At the mouth of two witnesses, or three witnesses, he who is worthy of death shall be put to death, but at the mouth of one witness he shall not be put to death. The hands of the witnesses shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterward the hands of all the people. So you shall put the evil away from among you. If there arises a matter too hard for you in judgment, between blood and blood, between plea and plea, and between stroke and stroke, being matters of controversy within your gates, then you shall arise, and go up into the place which the Lord Jehovah your God shall choose. And you shall come to the priests, the Levites, and to the judge who shall be in those days, and inquire, and they shall show you the sentence of judgment. And you shall do according to the sentence, which those of that place which the Lord Jehovah shall choose shall show you, and you shall observe to do according to all that they inform you, according to the sentence of the law which they shall teach you, and according to the judgment which they shall tell you, you shall do. You shall not decline from the sentence which they shall show you, to the right hand, nor to the left. And the man who will do presumptuously, and will not listen to the priest who stands to minister there before the Lord Jehovah your God, or to the judge, even that man shall die. And you shall put away the evil from Israel, and all the people shall hear and fear, and no more act presumptuously. When you have come into the land which the Lord Jehovah your God gives you, and shall possess it, and shall live in it, and shall say, I will set a king over me, like all the nations who are all around me, you shall in any wise set him king over you, whom the Lord Jehovah your God shall choose, one from among your brothers you shall set as a king over you. You may not set a stranger over you, who is not your brother. But he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt, to the end that he should multiply horses, inasmuch as the Lord Jehovah has said to you, you shall from this time forth never return that way. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself, that his heart not turn away. Neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. And it shall be, when he sits upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write for himself a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read in it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear, revere the Lord Jehovah his God, to keep all the words of this law and these laws, to do them, that his heart not be lifted up above his brothers, and that he not turn aside from the commandment, to the right hand, or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children, in the midst of Israel.